This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked.
Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 2 hours a day. Jason is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us, offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Well, thank you, Mr. Fennelli. How are you doing this morning? And no, I didn't mention cars.
Hey, class, for weeks I would introduce Rich Sheban, and he would say, "And how are you doing?" And I'd say, "Well, since you mentioned it," and then we go into cars. Rich and class, I'd like to share something with you. This Friday, I'm going to be on stage in front of thousands of people at the Cowan Civic Center in Lebanon, Missouri. And I'm running for the board of directors. I want to replace an existing guy who's running for re-election. And so I sent an email to the CEO of Laclede Electric Cooperative, and I asked him a few questions, and I thought that our class would find this absolutely stunning, the answer. So I'd like to read just a few of my questions and his answers. Now, this is the CEO of this multi-million dollar electric company. So I said, his name is Mark Rocker. I said, "Mark, can you provide some answers to these questions? Number one, can you provide the salary? Can you provide a copy of the salary compensation ranges for employees?" Now, what I'm asking is, okay, so for a specific job, how much does that pay? Minimum to maximum range. Okay, secretary, you know, the minimum we pay a secretary, the maximum we pay a secretary, a guy who works on the lines, power lines, a guy who cuts the lawn, the maintenance guy, the CEO, the vice president. So, can you provide a copy of the salary compensation ranges for employees? Answer: unable to provide this information. Do directors go on retreats? If so, where? Are spouses invited, and what's the cost to Laclede Electric Cooperative? That was my question. Laclede Electric Cooperative holds a board and management planning session annually at Laclede's office. Spouses are not invited. Cost is minimal. Board of directors attend training and conferences. Directors are paid a per diem plus reimbursement for modest expenses for meals and travel. Spouses may attend but do not qualify for reimbursement expenses. I'll tell you what the expenses, what the reimbursement is in just a minute. Next question. Do any directors use net metering for their properties? Generate solar or wind or hydropower? So what I want to know is, do any of the directors do what Vincent Fennelli and his family is doing? Generate electricity and provide it back to the electric cooperative for others to use? That was my question. The answer: unable to provide this information due to policy on member privacy. Can you imagine that? Okay. What is the total compensation for board members? Well, they get insurance. They get medical insurance. 75% is paid by the cooperative. 24-hour accident, business travel insurance, life insurance, and dental insurance at 100%. I mentioned the per diem. So the amount of money that's paid to the group of directors for 2018 was $105,000. That means daily reimbursement. The president, if he attends a board meeting, gets $500 for 3 hours, plus he gets a free lunch. All other board members, all other meetings that the president goes to, he gets paid $312.50 a day. How many people get paid $312.50 a day or $500 a day for half a day's work plus free lunch? The other members of the board, not the president, get $400 a day. And if they go to other meetings and training, they get $250 a day. Next question. What is the cost of this annual meeting, this circus, this carnival that they have at the Cowan Civic Center? Answer? Approximately $65,000. That's for one night. One night. Now, here's a very, very important question. Number six. I asked, very simple, simply, three words. Who owns Laclede Electric Cooperative? It's owned by, the answer, Laclede Electric Cooperative is owned by its members, totaling 28,585 people. Laclede Electric is owned by its members. Let me say that one more way, a different way. Laclede Electric is owned by its members. So I, as an owner, asked, can you provide a copy of the salary compensation ranges for employees? The answer, unable to provide this information. I asked, do directors use net metering? That means, do they have two meters, one for selling and one for buying electricity? Do any directors use net metering for their properties? Do they generate solar, wind, or hydropower? Unable to provide this information due to policy on member privacy. Now, I told you that my question was, who owns Laclede Electric Cooperative? Answer, by the CEO, it's owned by the members. So as an owner, I can't find out information. Here's another one. What is the, number seven, average Laclede Electric Cooperative employee compensation? Answer by the CEO, unable to provide this information. I can't even find out the average compensation for the average employee. Next question, number eight. Do you, vice president, meaning do you, the CEO, vice presidents or board members receive bonuses? Answer. The CEO has received one bonus in the past several years for exemplary service and results. According to policy and union contract, employees are paid a year-end holiday bonus of $100 plus $10 per year of employment. Board members do not receive bonuses. Now, if you're an employee of Laclede Electric, you get a $100 bonus. For what? A bonus is usually, you know, hey, we had a really great year, an employee did a really great job, it's kind of an individual thing. Not everybody gets the same amount of a bonus just because, and the longer you work there, you just multiply that number of years by $10, and that you get in addition to the $100. Okay. Then I asked, what is the rate change history for the last 20 years? Okay. Well, let's see. I've got to go to a... okay. Now, let me go to that screen. Rate change for the last 20 years. I'm going to have to bring up a chart. I'll bring that up in a couple minutes. Number 10, why were smart meters installed? Answer, savings to the members from operating efficiencies, including automated meter readings and remote connects and disconnects. Remote connects and disconnects. That means that if you don't pay your bill, they can remotely disconnect your electricity. They don't have to send a guy. There's no face-to-face anything. There's no wife of the guy on oxygen saying, hey, you know, my husband doesn't have a job. He's on oxygen. Please don't disconnect the electricity. He'll die if we don't have air conditioning. We can't pay you right now, but we will. They can disconnect it remotely, right from the office. They don't have to see you. But yet, at the same board of directors gives out gifts of credits toward electric bills for people because they have a birthday that matches the number of years LaCleat has been in business. So if you're 70 years old and this year, and LaCleat has been around for 70 years, you get a $70 birthday present, which is a credit towards your electric bill. Next one. What is the total compensation package of CEO and vice presidents? Answer, unable to provide this information due to cooperative policy on member access to information. How long has each current board member held their positions? How long has each current board member held their positions? Lawrence, 47 years. 47 years. Cravens, 20 years. Hoffman, 15. Nutter, Bishop, and Little, 10 years. Harris, 9 years. Robbins, 7 years. And Jones, he's a newcomer. He's only been there for 3 years. How many employees? 125. The number and type and amount of LaCleat Electric's legal actions in the past 5 years. I want to know how many lawsuits are. As an owner, I want to know how many lawsuits has our cooperative been in since I own the company, right? That's what he said. Unable to provide this information. Amount paid by LaCleat Electric for legal services in the past 5 years. Unable to provide this information. What do you think? How do you react to that, Rich Sheehan?
Well, first of all, when it comes to smart meters, smart means spy. Spy means that they sell all your information on your household and they know what you want. And we are in a situation where information has been weaponized against the people. Let me just give you one example from a macro standpoint. Report, Monsanto paid Google to bury unfavorable news. Okay, this is when you're saying, well, they're not answering questions or it's privacy routine. Same thing like the medical industry when I was in it with HIPAA. You know, HIPAA was really created, and every industry has these privacy small prints and disclosures and all this stuff. Basically, HIPAA is created so there's less accountability for the clinics and hospitals. And the patients have less recourse. That's basically what all this is being done. So, you know, we've had this conversation before, and I've asked you, what do they do with the votes? Do they take it in the back room without video, without the people watching the count? And you said yes. And then remember I said, good luck. It's all fixed. It's all rigged. Everything. So, you know, of course I'm rooting for you, Vince, but and I appreciate your, I'm sure everybody does appreciate your tenacity on this issue. But when the system is so fixed and so rigged and so corrupted and so manipulated at every level, that's what the hierarchy does. And that's why I mentioned some of these examples. It doesn't matter if it's a macro or micro example. Everything is fixed. The lawyers and judges are all paid off. That's America today, unfortunately, Vince.
Yeah, it is. And, Blas, I did ask to see the vote. I asked. And they brought me and my son. I insisted that my son come with me. And he's in his mid-20s. And they told us to sit down, and we could not move. I could sit against the wall, but I could not see any of the ballots. I couldn't stand up. That's the kind of thing that goes on in the back room. And I'll tell you a little bit more about what goes on in the back room when we come back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us. OffGridMontana.com. If you'd like to buy his book, you can go to Amazon.com, and you can buy One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. So I have this chart in front of me. It's the Laclede Electrical Residential Rate Increase Chart. This was sent to me by the CEO. From the years 1980 to 1985, I'm going to tell you what the rate increases were. 1980 to 1985, that's 5 years. They had 5 rate increases in 5 years. Let me tell you the percentages of these rate increases. You won't believe this. Ready? 10.1%, 5.5%, 17.2%, 6.1%, 13.1%. Those were the rate increases every year for 5 years, 1980 to 1985. Then it bumped along without any rate increases for, it looks like, several years. Then all of a sudden, new rate increases. Now, from the years 2003 to 2018, that's 15 years, they had 8 rate increases. 7%, 8.3%, 12.5%, 9%, 3.4%, 3.3%, 2.3%, 3.3%. Now, let me ask you this, class. How many of you have received a 10.1 or 5.5 or 17.2% rate increase in your salary? How many of you?
Or your 7%? Savings.
Or your savings. Yeah. How many of you? What is happening? is my grandparents, I saw their electric bills from the 1950s and the 1960s. They lived in a three-bedroom house. They had two bathrooms, living room, kitchen, dining room, bedrooms on the East Coast. Their electric bill was $7 and change per month. They didn't have a $27 electricity access fee. Now, what is an electricity access fee? That's a fee to have a meter on your house. How many of you would put up with going to Walmart to get what you need? Because let's say Walmart is the only store that sells anything. Okay? Because electric utility, there's no place else to go. You either go to the Clean Electric Cooperative for electricity or you generate your own, period. That's it. There's no other choice. If you live in this, we'll call it a service area. Imagine going to the only store, and let's say it's Walmart. This is just hypothetical. And they charged you $27 a month to have access to that store. Now, you don't have to buy anything there. But you're still going to pay $27 a month if you want to buy something there. Then when you go buy something there, that's on top of the $27 a month. Think about that. Now, that's what a board of directors does. A board of directors says, you know what? That's good. We should charge our customers $27 a month. We think that, you know, that's the way to go. Now, how much is that a year? That's before you use the first watt of electricity. That's $324 a year to be able to get electricity. That's $3,240 in 10 years. That's before you use the first watt, the first drop, the first iota of electricity. That's what's going on in this country. It's an absolute outrage. Now, why is it that for some years there are no electric rate increases? How come? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. For 10 years, there was a period of no electric rate increases. Then all of a sudden, there's like nonstop electric rate increases. What's happening, class, is these incremental hits to your paycheck, taxes, 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 personal property taxes, sales taxes, license renewals, fees, accesses, all those things, by the time you're done, there's not much left of your paycheck. If you add up all the taxes and fees that you pay, you're going to find out that you're paying between 50 and 75% in taxes, state, local, county taxes, fees, registrations, permits, add it all up, gas taxes, 50 to 75% of your earnings go to taxes. Rich, even your comments when we come back.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Well, the president takes the long view on all of this.
That's counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, who says President Trump will make a deal with China when the time is right.
He takes the long view. He wants a better deal. He inherited a very imbalanced, non-reciprocal, unfair trade deficit with China.
Conway telling Fox News the White House committed to keeping up tariffs on Chinese imports until a trade deal is done.
He doesn't want to do a deal if it's a bad deal. Too many presidents in the past have done that. And, of course, it's nice to have the mainstream media finally covering the economy.
In other news, the white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man, Eric Garner, fired. The video going viral back in the day, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement, the officer is out. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch today.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, and we're talking about Laclede Electric Cooperative. We're talking about a microcosm of what is wrong with the United States of America. We're talking about greed. We're talking about why is it that our electric bill keeps going up and up and up and up, and why is it that we have rate increase after rate increase? Why is it that we have to pay for an electric meter $27 per month here in our our neck of the woods in Missouri. Why? And if I am chosen as the director on Friday, I'm going to insist on some changes. Now, I may not be able to get them, but I'm going to insist on a rate decrease effective Saturday morning, the day after the election. Yeah, that's what I'm going to insist on, and I'll probably be overruled, but it's going to come up, and a lot of these things are going to be brought up in the meetings. Rich Even, your thoughts on some of the things I've been saying?
Well, I'll tell you something, Vince. Let me give you a couple of macro examples via some articles to show you the Twilight Zone Orwellian nightmare that we're living in and how the powers that be are doing anything at the hierarchy level, the top levels, in every macro or microclimate, if you will, in the country. For example, New York Times says lawns are symbols of racism and bad for global warming. Another article, Trump slams New York Times after leaker reveals pivot from Russiagate to racism witch hunt. What this article basically means is that New York Times, they realize that the Russiagate is no longer going to work to fool the people because the people have woken up to it because there's no facts that prove that. So now it's going to be racism, racism, racism. What I'm getting at here is that we have to realize that free speech is in our Bill of Rights and Constitution, okay? Free speech is a right. Privilege is something like a driver's license, and too many people are taking our free speech for granted. We had over a million combat soldiers die for our freedoms and liberties, guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And we have to make sure we know what the difference is. So we can't, when the powers that be at any level, whether it be a small town like Vince is talking about, or a big city that tries to pretend it has their sources are credible and legitimate, which we all know they're not. They're all bought and paid for at the highest levels. We have to make sure that we have free speech. Okay, people gave their lives, lots of them, so we could stand up for free speech. We can't let the powers that be sway public opinion by holding on to the narratives and the memes and the themes. At any level, everybody has to stand up in America. The silent majority has to be no more. We have to use objective facts in lieu of subjective emotional opinion. We can't allow the powers that be to manufacture the perception. And the only way they will not do that is if we stand together. And we have to do our own reading and researching. We have to think for ourselves. If we get so lazy that we allow the powers that be to think for us, you can kiss all your freedoms goodbye. Freedom of speech, ability to protect yourself with weapons of your own choice. It doesn't matter. If they hold the narrative, every day, every 5 minutes from the mainstream media, it's lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes. And that's the same thing at every level. And they're using an Orwellian reinterpretation of words to benefit that elite structure. They're using politically correct buzzwords and phrases to change intent, they're rewriting history. The only way this is going to stop, folks, is if we read and research. Now, in the little town that you're in, Vince, it's amazing to me, with the years you've been trying to get on this board, that the little people in your area, the 12,000-plus people on the rolls for that electric company, has not stood up and say, Vince, we want to have a meeting. We want to hear what you have to say. Instead of a 2 minute, you're allowed, I don't think you mentioned that today, Vince, you're allowed 2 minutes to speak. I mean, if the fix isn't in, I don't know what is. And I think what's happening around America is that morale is dropping dramatically. That's why the units of measures of despair, from drug use to alcoholism to obesity to suicide, all the things that we talk about all the time, is going through the roof. And the only way to combat that is to do our own reading and research and think for ourselves. We can't allow other people to drop rumors and gossip about everything and everybody, because all this information is being handed down from the powers that be to make sure we don't have synergy, to make sure we're divided by every group possible. Not just by race and skin pigmentation and gender and sexual orientation and religion. They are dividing us every way possible. And the powers that be want to steal your money. That's the bottom line. Vince?
Okay, to just describe a little hamlet where we live. I live in a town of 100 people. Actually, I live outside the town. I don't even live in town. The town has currently two businesses. One is an old farm supply store. When I say old, I'm talking about like an old town general store. You know, wood floors. When I say wood floors, I mean wood floors. Worn wood floors. I think there are about four employees that work there. One gal's in the office. Sometimes she's at the cash register. Sometimes she's at the counter. There's a guy who loads, if you buy sacks of feed or heavy items, fencing. There's a guy that helps load that, and then there's two other guys. So typically there's three people that are working, but four of them are employees, so I think they have different days on and off. And then the other business in town is a post office. The post office has 100 post office boxes, 1 through 99. And maybe 100 post office boxes. Yeah, maybe it's all the way up through 100. But there are two parking spaces at the post office. One is for handicapped individuals. And the other is for everybody else. So there's two parking spaces. That is the town where I live near. I mean, a couple miles outside of town. And there's a concrete pad that... as long as I've been here, 15 years, it's been just a concrete pad. And if you ask anybody what that is, they'll say that's where the bank used to be before it blew down. There was a tornado in the 1950s and it blew down. There's one other building, actually a couple buildings, but they're vacant. There's a church that went out of business. And when I say a church, it's kind of like a mobile home or manufactured housing kind of a building. It's old, dilapidated. There's a general store that went out of business, and there was a tire, a guy that had a tire company, and they went out of business. That's it. That's the town. Then on Main Street, which is the street I'm talking about, it's a road. It's two lanes, one coming, one going. There are about 10 little houses, and a couple of them are vacant. That's the town. Outside of town, there's a gas station. The biggest, best building in near this town is the elementary school. It's old. Looks like it's from the 60s. It's old. And that's the best building in town. By far. By far the best building in town. You have government building, of course. So, the reason I'm mentioning that is not to say how poor everybody is around here. The reason I'm mentioning that is you would think in a village like that with a bunch of farmers, we'd all know each other, and I know a lot of people, and they know who I am, but no one. No one has come up to me and said, hey, let's go get them. Let's drive these electric bills down. I had to go seek them out and say, hey, I had to convince them. I had to go find them and tell them that my plan is to reduce their electric bills, and then they signed on. Some of them said, yeah, sure, I'm with you, yeah, let's go get them. But I had to find them. They didn't find me. And you would think that in a village like this where people praise the Lord three times a week, formally at church, that there would be a concerted effort to make it all better for each one of us, working together. No, that does not happen. So that's where we are. You mentioned the Twilight Zone. So when someone says, yeah, this is like the Twilight Zone, what does that mean? Well, the Twilight Zone was a very popular television show. It was a show that had situations that were between reality and fantasy. And if someone tells you that someone else is in the Twilight Zone or this thing is in the Twilight Zone, that means that it's of irrationality or of a whimsical nature. It's strange. It's bizarre. It's weird. And the Twilight Zone originally was the brainchild of an Emmy Award-winning writer. His name was Rod Serling. S-E-R-L-I-N-G. He wrote about 80 episodes of The Twilight Zone. There were about 150 in total. And it ran from 1959 to 1964. I've seen them all. They're absolutely brilliant. Many of them are in black and white. And you can still buy the series. I suggest you consider it. Roddy McDowell, Burt Reynolds, Robert Redford, William Shatner, a whole bunch of pretty well-known actors that made the silver screen early in their careers on The Twilight Zone. Very well written, very interesting, very thought-provoking. And Rod Serling is just a brilliant, brilliant guy. So that's my response to what you said about The Twilight Zone and this little hamlet where we live. But because people will not work together, it's too hard, I guess. They're doomed. They're all doomed. And you would think that with the kind of things that we have been talking about here on USA Prepares, how to do things, you would think that I would have made a little more progress. I get beaten badly. I mean badly at these selections where the GDP come and eat hot dogs and eat popcorn and get some sodas and try to win prizes. I get beaten badly because that's what they want. And the movers and shakers, the board of directors at Laclede know. They know that if we give these guys hot dogs and we spend $65,000 a year on the annual carnival, which is the annual meeting of the election of the board of directors, that's what it's for. That's the purpose of it. That's the only reason to have this meeting. They've turned it into a carnival. And for $65,000, you can buy the votes of the GDP. That's what's happening. I'd love to hear your comments when we come back. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and we've been talking about a microcosm of what's wrong with the United States of America today. This is so if you're wondering why we're talking about that, this is happening everywhere. This is happening in your town. This is happening in those township meetings, the committee meetings, the county meetings, these backroom deals. The selection of candidates for your voting pleasure, and you wonder why is it that we never get or hardly ever get candidates that we really would love to vote for? We vote for the evil of two lessers or the lesser of two evils. Why is that? So, Rich, your comments about some of the things I've said.
Well, you say about people not being able to get together, solve problems, and things like that. You know, it's the times right now. 80% of people living paycheck to paycheck. A lot of people are giving up. You have big tech literally selling out America. I mean, how many articles have we read where big tech like Google and stuff has literally are helping Chinese military, not even our own people? You know, the Googles, Twitters, Microsoft, Apples, Facebooks, all social media. They've literally sold out the little people. And this is basically not against, it's not for the benefit of anything except keeping us divided so the powers that be can keep what they have and not lose anything. You know, for example, and Vince, we've talked about this often, you know, my phone calls, my emails, anything to do with commerce. I'm trying to sell 20 acres of land right now. When I put an ad in the paper, folks, people who do get to reach me, they said they thought they left a message and they really didn't. If they leave a message, I call them back. They say they didn't get it. So even if you're interested to buy 20 acres from me in Montana, good luck. You can, even if you went through my own website, you can't get to me because, and if you do, it'll be a miracle. You'll be one out of maybe 1,000 because everything is being blocked. Everything is rigged. That's the scenario that we, the that us patriots are dealing with right now. I mean, look what Donald Trump is dealing with. Can you imagine what the rest of us is dealing with? Now, I want to mention a quick quote here. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That's a quote from Mark Twain. We are in Orwellian times. We are in 1984 times. We are in Twilight Zone times. I don't care how you label it. We're getting to the point where the theme of the week is, oh, white supremacists or nationalists or racism or sexist misogynist or conspiracy theory or some ism-ist or phobia. You know, the powers that be have America in a designed collapse, and they're using divide to conquer. You know, we all say divide and conquer, but it's really divide to conquer this country. I mean, it's very obvious. We've given so many examples over the years, and nothing's going to change unless everybody listening and everybody that you know starts to read and research and to see how we've been used by our groups. We've been used by race and skin pigmentation and sexual orientation and religion and gender and all this stuff. We are allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. The only way to realize what and to fix this is to speak up. Now, I was going to talk about this later, but Vince, I'm from the people I talk to in my contacts, and the few articles that make it through without being purged, at least for the first day, there's almost every government institution, and even big corporations, but mostly government institution morale is dropping like a rock, because people are tired of seeing certain people get jobs and promotions based on what protectionist group they come from. America is no longer about merit. It's no longer about qualifications. It's no longer about hard work. Folks, go into your state and local, even your DMV department, never mind the bigger state and federal buildings. No one's telling a joke. They're just walking around like zombies. No one is working hard and playing hard. And the people who are there, I know quite a few people in government work. All they think about and dream about is the day they can retire. Nobody's happy. Morale is dropping like gravity in this country because the powers that be have divided us. And they've eliminated the appreciation, the dignity, and the value of work. And when that goes, it metastasizes like a cancer throughout our culture and traditions. And that's what's happening. We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Yeah, and there's one other thing about Mark Twain. He said, politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason. He's absolutely right. And the same goes for the boards of directors of corporations. And the same goes for mayors and police chiefs. And the list goes on and on. Politicians and diapers must be changed often and for the same reason.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.